New Hampshire's congressional delegation is praising a decision not to furlough 6,000 civilian shipyard workers at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. The Defense Department announced Tuesday the nation's 680,000 civilian Defense Department employees would be exempted from furloughs. Paul O'Connor, president of the yard's largest union, says he is pleased with the decision.
But, you know, what I've been saying right along is that furloughs through sequestration are just flat out wrong. Conceptually, you know, sequestration was a manufactured crisis, manufactured by Congress.
But O'Connor warned that the issue could resurface at the beginning of the next fiscal year, October 1st, as Congress deals with the issue of budget cuts. The shipyard workers originally faced 22 furlough days each under congressional budget sequestration. That figure was reduced by the Defense Department to 14 days. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth.